The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network. Meditation doesn't have to be a solo practice. Meditation is more fun with friends. Looking for a way to drop in and hang out at the same time? Join us online at Omega Institute for a meditation party with self-proclaimed meditation nerds Dan Harris, host of the 10% Happier podcast, Sabine Selassie, and Jeff Warren. This three-day retreat will stream live from Omega's Hudson Valley campus May 17th to 19th. Don't miss the party. Reserve your spot at eomega.org/party today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Let's jazz it up. Let's all get together now.
Welcome to the Laura Theodore Podcast. You may know me from my popular television show, Jazzy Vegetarian, where I feature easy and delicious vegan recipes, along with tips for living a kinder, plant-based life. Now I invite you to join me here each week, where I'll welcome amazing guests to share upbeat and informative conversations featuring motivational lifestyle advice and nutritional guidance, plus lots of jazzy-licious recipe ideas. It's all served up with sensational music on the side.
Music!
So let's get talking.
Hello, hello. Welcome to the Laura Theodore Podcast. I'm your host, Laura Theodore. I am so honored and happy that you're here today. We are so excited because the amazing, the wonderful, the talented Chef AJ is here with us to discuss her book, Unprocessed. And boy, it is a good one, folks. And meanwhile, of course, I'd like to thank you so much for listening today. I know you have so many podcasts that you can tune into each and every week, but let's just get right to it. It is now my great pleasure to welcome Chef AJ, who is a chef, culinary instructor, and professional speaker. Chef AJ is well known in the health and wellness community through her popular daily YouTube broadcast, Chef AJ Live. She received her certification in plant-based nutrition from Cornell University, and she is the creator of the Ultimate Weight Loss Program. Chef AJ has co-authored several books with Glenn Mercer, including The Secrets to Ultimate Weight Loss and the book we're going to be discussing today, Unprocessed. And after the program, I hope you're going to visit AJ at her website, chefaj.com. I'd like to welcome her to the program right now. How are you today, AJ?
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Laura.
Well, I'm so happy you're here, and congratulations on Unprocessed. Just talk a little bit about the book and how it came about, and you've got a new version of it out now.
Yeah, we decided to do a 10th anniversary edition 10 years after it came out. It came out in 2011. And what we did is we updated many things about it. For example, we have color photos now by the enormously talented Hannah Kaminsky. When I first wrote the book, I wasn't really sure what SOS free meant. And then Dr. Goldhammer schooled me that I still couldn't use certain ingredients if I wanted it to truly be true to his vision. So we kept all the original recipes in their original form, but we gave options for people that wanted to completely omit salt, or maybe they didn't want to use nuts, things like that. So we updated all the recipes that we could. And there's a brand new foreword by Dr. John McDougall.
Yes, fantastic. And I love how you've done that in the book, how you can read the recipe and you can make the original recipe if that's what you'd like to do, but then you give fantastic substitutions, which leads me right to my first real question. We talk about processed, we talk about unprocessed, we talk about that a lot in the vegan and plant-based world. Just clarify your definition of processed versus unprocessed.
Yeah, so for me, Laura, most food has been processed to a certain degree, because unless you're picking the carrot from the ground and eating it, think about it, even when it gets to you, there's been some processing. But I mean refining more than processing. So if when you eat food pretty much close to the way it was found in nature, I feel like that's unprocessed. If you take some chickpeas, even canned chickpeas, and put them in the food processor with some lemon and garlic, you're technically processing it, but I still consider that a whole food. But if you take grains and strip them of their water and fiber and nutrients to make flour, well, to me, that's processing. So that's where I make the differentiation. And I always say, like, could I make this in my kitchen? So, for example, I can take dates and I could boil them in water down to what's called date syrup. But I really can't make maple syrup or agave or, you know, barley malt or molasses. So I say to myself, could I make this in my own kitchen, or could somebody with reasonable skill make this in their own kitchen? And so that's kind of my litmus test for whether or not it's processed or unprocessed.
Mm-hmm, yeah, and you talk about that in depth in the book, which is really fantastic. Now, what is your top tip for people who really want to give up animal products? In other words, particularly from my television show, I get so many emails, so many questions, people asking and saying, I really want to start this. I really want to start on the path to being fully vegan, but I just don't even know how to start. So where is your top tip for people who really want to start on that path for giving up animal products?
Yeah, you know, I think everybody's going to be different. But one of the things I say to people, whether their goal is to lose weight or eat fewer or no animal products, is to know your why. Because if you don't know why you're going to do it, then the change probably won't be sustainable. So when it comes to becoming vegan or more plant-based, usually there's three reasons that people choose to do it. One is for their health. That is a big reason, especially since Forks Over Knives came out, that people have learned that by eating a vegan diet, you can not only prevent so many chronic diseases of lifestyle, but also reverse them. And so I would tell a person, if that's their reason, educate themselves into the nutritional science so that that would keep them on course when they maybe would stray. A lot of people nowadays, especially younger people, are going vegan because of the environment. Educate yourself on how animal products destroy the environment. And a lot of people are still going vegan because of animal cruelty issues. And so I always tell people, watch the trifecta. And by that, I mean Forks Over Knives, Earthlings, and Cowspiracy, because that hits all three notes. And boy, if you see all three of those documentaries, you've got a good foundation for understanding why a plant-based diet is the best for your health, the environment, and the animals. But when it comes to actually putting it into motion, unless somebody's under the threat of a surgeon's knife or about to go on dialysis for diabetes, not everybody can or even needs to transition overnight. Some people do. Some people, I mean, that's what I heard about the director, James Cameron. They saw Forks Over Knives and the next day was vegan. So a lot of people don't like the idea of giving things up. And so instead of thinking about what you have to give up and that, oh my God, I might be going to Paris, I'll never be able to have cheese, don't think like that. Think about it a day at a time, a meal at a time, a bite at a time, and think about moving towards including more plants. And so I think a great way for people to start is just to start by eating more fruits and vegetables, less processed food, whether it's animal origin or plant origin, and look for ways to invite plants to every meal. Even breakfast. So, for example, that could be a green smoothie or that could be a tofu scramble with vegetables. But just look for ways to add fruits and vegetables. And when it comes to animal products, believe it or not, the first thing I tell people when they're ready to give something up is dairy, even before meat. So many people say, oh, I'm vegetarian, I don't eat chicken, I don't eat red meat. But dairy is probably the most deleterious to your health of all the animal products you could be eating. And you're so lucky now to live at a time in human history where people like Miyoko Shinner have made it very easy with her wonderful artisan cheese line and so many plant milks now, even Walmart, even small towns. You know, when I went vegan 45 years ago, there were no plant milks in a box. We didn't even have soy milk powder yet. So if you are willing to eat more plants, you couldn't have picked a better time.
I agree with you 100% because same thing. When we started this show and I started on my path, you know, I was talking about this with someone the other day. You know, you'd walk into what then they would call a natural foods market. There was nothing called a health food. It was a natural foods market. And you'd walk in, and it was just really a bunch of spices and brown rice and stuff in jars on the walls, and then barrels with tofu just in water, and then maybe a few vegetables, and that was the whole thing. So I agree with you. There's really no better time to start than now, because you can get everything, and you can get everything at well-stocked supermarkets, which has really just come to play over the last, you know, 5-10 years.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
You've got a great recipe in this book with beautiful photo taken by Hannah Kaminsky, by the way. And I just love the idea of this recipe. I love the look of this recipe. And I'm hoping that you'll just share your fantastic recipe for pineapple unfried rice.
Absolutely, I'd be happy to. And it's actually a fairly easy recipe. The presentation you're referring to in the photo, we actually took a pineapple, cut it in half, and filled it. And that's an idea I got many years ago at a Thai restaurant. But they did it with the pineapple upright, which was still clever, but you really couldn't see the beauty of it. So the pineapple was cut in half lengthwise and a little bit of flesh scooped out so that you could fill the rice with it. But don't feel like you have to do that. You're more than welcome to use canned pineapple sweetened in its own juice and not stuff a pineapple with it. But what I like about this recipe is it basically can use leftover rice, or if you didn't want rice, you could probably do it with quinoa. And I often batch cook, and so I often have rice. You can use white if you want, but I personally use brown in this one. It only needs 4 cups, and that's just 2 bags of the frozen organic rice you can get at many stores. Yeah, it's great. I love the Trader Joe's organic rice. It comes in white and brown and, you know, 3 minutes in the microwave and you've got it. And very few ingredients. I really tried it in unprocessed, you know, to make things with like 7 ingredients or less that people could find in pretty much any store. And so you have a can, a 20-ounce can of unsweetened pineapple in its own juice, and you're actually using the juice. You're going to drain it for sautéing. So you don't really need oil. You can use the juice for sautéing the other ingredients, which are the red bell pepper. I prefer red because it's ripe, it's sweeter, and it's, I think it's a very pretty color as opposed to the green. But if you like the green ones, you know, who am I to tell you not to do those? A bunch of scallions. It calls for a cup of green peas, and it's funny because I was doing a presentation recently with this recipe, and I just forgot to buy the peas, and I actually used asparagus, and it was, you know, cut up
small. Well, that's a good idea.
It was wonderful. I would imagine even broccoli would work. You just kind of want something green to balance the yellow and the red. Mm-hmm. And then pea pods, which are a little bit different, like snow peas, and in cilantro, and that's basically it. Now, in the original recipe, I used 1/2 cup of low-sodium tamari. A person could use coconut aminos, which is lower in sodium if they want, but then I realized that still is fairly high in sodium. And I found a few years ago a brand of reduced balsamic vinegar. There's no sugar added. The sweetness comes just from the grapes, called California Balsamic. It makes a vinegar in teriyaki flavor, and it has fresh ginger and fresh garlic, and it is amazing. And so that will substitute for the soy sauce if you would prefer to have it completely salt-free. And you're basically just cooking up the vegetables, and when they're softened, you stir in the rice with either the soy sauce or the teriyaki vinegar, and it's really kind of tastes like fried rice from a Chinese restaurant.
It's great, and it looks like that too. So, wow, just fantastic. The book is fantastic. You are fantastic. Unprocessed by Chef AJ, and Glenn Mercer is the co-author of that book. Is that correct?
Yes, he's helped me with all of my books there.
Yes, and he is amazing as well. But you're going to want to visit Chef AJ's website after the program today. That's chefaj.com, chefaj.com. Now, before you leave us today, we want everybody to watch your YouTube show. Where and when can people watch your show, Chef AJ Live?
Thank you. And I know that in the near future, you're going to be a guest. They can watch it on three platforms, YouTube, which is my preferred, and I'll explain why, Facebook or Twitter. The reason is because YouTube, you get to see everything, the chat and the show notes. And I've been broadcasting live for over 2 years now at 11 a.m. Pacific time every day on my YouTube channel, which is my name, Chef AJ. And I have fabulous guests who are plant-based chefs, doctors, authors, and it's really a lot of fun.
AJ, I can't thank you enough for taking time out of your busy, busy day and really educating us on all these fantastic ways that we can adopt a vegan, plant-based, unprocessed diet and make it so easy. The name of the book is Unprocessed by Chef AJ, and you can learn more about Chef AJ at chefaj.com. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Well, thank you for having me.
ChefAJ.com. You want to pick up a copy of that book, Unprocessed. And for those of you that are new to this podcast, I just want to give you a quick reminder to watch us on Create TV, on the Create TV channel, each and every week. We are on there 4 times a week, so if you want to go to createtv.com, createtv.com, and find out if the show is airing in your broadcast area, you can do so, and if it does, I sure hope you will tune in. And while we're on it, jazzyvegetarian.com, vegan and delicious. We have over 400 vegan and delicious recipes there, and you can go there to learn all about the television show and the podcast and read our blog and get new recipes almost every single week. And there's so much there. Over 400 free recipes at jazzyvegetarian.com, vegan and delicious. But this week, you're going to find Chef AJ's fantastic pineapple unfried rice recipe. And you're just going to check out the Jazzy Vegetarian blog for that. And of course, my book, Easy Vegan Home Cooking, is now out. So I want you to check that one out. Along with all of my other books, you can just go to the shop at jazzyvegetarian.com. We've got a lot of different book combos there. We've got my newest book. We've got my upcoming books. We've got my books that have been around for a long time, but you want to get them all. We've got some great combos, as I said, and I will sign the book. Yes, if you want my John Hancock, go to jazzyvegetarian.com, go to our shop, and pick up a copy today. So music this week, I miss him so much, the late, the great Joe Beck. And I love this track. We had done this in a concert together years and years ago. Of course, I sang in the concert, and he played, and I will never forget it as long as I live. And so this is Joe Beck with the Joe Beck Trio, and the name of this tune is There Will Never Be Another You. Thank you. That is Joe Beck. There will never be another you. And Joe, let me tell you, there never will be another you. One of the greatest, greatest guitar players of all times. I was so honored to do an album with you. And yes, I do want to mention that Joe and I, before he passed away, we did an album together called Golden Earrings. So you want to check that out, jazzyvegetarian.com too. Go under music and you'll find all about that fantastic album. Well, I want to thank Chef AJ for being here again. You can visit her at chefaj.com. And as always, it's such an honor when you join me here each and every week. So until next time, be happy, be healthy, and be well from me, Laura Theodore, a.k.a. the Jazzy Vegetarian.
Intuition is our spiritual GPS and the single best tool that we have for navigating our lives. I'm Victoria Shaw, and on my Intuitive Connection podcast, I will share with you the ways to connect with your intuition and awaken the gifts of your soul. In each episode, I'll draw on my own intuitive gifts and my training as an Ivy League trained counselor and psychologist to help support you in reaching your highest potential. Start listening now on Mind Body Spirit FM Podcast Network or wherever you find your podcasts.